Game Day reporter Todd Lisenby coming up here this segment. He does sports talk at Oklahoma City. Get some more info on Bob Stoops, his retirement, how that is being received by the Oklahoma fan base. Phil Snyder did put out a statement today. Mentioned that he wants to nominate Bob Stoops for the College Football Hall of Fame. Just mentioned that they have a lot of wonderful history together, going back to when Bob Stoops was a player at Iowa. When Bill Snyder was there, Snyder obviously brought him over on his staff here at Kansas State when he was getting things up and running with the Wildcats. So they do go back quite a ways, and it was cool to see just a statement in part there from Bill Snyder out about Bob Stoops. You figured he would join the mass that has put out statements about Bob Stoops, a lot of guys that have connections to him, and that connection between Bob Stoops and Bill Snyder we'll examine at 5'10", really one of Bill Snyder's biggest accomplishments in his coaching career. But for now, we turn to more information from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter Todd Lisenby.
Always appreciate Todd Lisenby's time joining the show. You hear him throughout Powercat Game Day as our Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter. Todd, thanks for the time as always. Were you as shocked as everybody else at this Bob Stoops news?
You know, I was. There were, it turns out, a few people that had kind of heard the story about a week to 2 weeks ago, and out of respect for Coach Stoops, had kind of sat on it and not let it get out and kept it as a closely guarded secret. But, you know, I was enjoying a midday nap yesterday, and I started getting text messages, and one of my friends sent me a story from CBS Sports, and it just said, "Is this real?" And I thought, surely not, and then I started looking, and sure enough, it was real. And, man, between here locally in Oklahoma City, between that and the way Brad Underwood left, which you guys would know, obviously, with the K-State ties he has, the way he left for Illinois right after OSU lost in the NCAA tournament, we've had a couple of real shocking coaching moves happen without really anybody having any clue about it.
It's really interesting you say that, because yesterday one of the first things I said was, last time I can remember being this floored and shocked by a coaching move, it was Brad Underwood leaving for Illinois. So I do think there are plenty of similarities there. Looking back at it in retrospect, I know Lincoln Riley got a pretty big raise here recently. Should that have been a sign that maybe something like this was coming?
Well, I think that was a sign that it was coming, but I don't think anybody expected it to be this soon. And maybe at the time of Lincoln Riley's raise, Bob Stoops didn't even expect it to be this soon. They're really... The thing that folks are happy about is that, you know, Bob Stoops has said over and over that it's not a medical thing, that he doesn't have any medical issue. And that was the first question people had yesterday, because the timing was so awkward and it was so out of the blue. But I think Sooner fans, especially after Lincoln Riley's last raise, knew that he was, in essence, the coach in waiting. And they seemed to be happy with that. And maybe that was the reason why Stoops did it so quickly, because he has been accepted kind of as the coach in waiting by the fan base and by the administration at OU.
What do you think the breakup is with the fans in terms of who feels really disappointed about this, really shocked in a negative way, and who is actually more excited about this, just because there had been a little bit of a growing staleness with the program continuing to win 9, 10, 11 games but not quite get back to the top?
I think that there is, from what I can tell, just from the people I heard from on social media, I think it's about 50-50, to be honest with you. And even those that are excited at the fact that there's some newness with Lincoln Riley, they also know that there's a chance that Oklahoma could go back to where it was in the early 90s and really struggle before Bob Stoops came along. So I think it's... you know, not that people are happy that Bob Stoops is gone, but I think it does add a little bit of intrigue that, you know, we haven't had in Norman for 18 years. So I think fans are a little bit excited about that, and I think they're really excited because they feel like they know something about Lincoln Riley and they think he's a really good coach.
Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter Todd Lisenby talking with us here. I do want to ask more about Lincoln Riley here in a second, but just to put a lid on the Bob Stoops aspect of this, do you believe that there is more to it than Bob Stoops is letting out, or do you take the comments that he has about his reasons right now at face value?
You know, I spent all night last night trying to come up with some sort of conspiracy theory as to why June and not, you know, January or February that this would happen. And, you know, the only two things that kept coming back to me were, one, this gives Lincoln Riley It makes it basically where it's got to be Lincoln Riley as the successor. Because if you do this in January, then you're going to open it up to a coaching search, and there's a possibility Lincoln Riley doesn't get the gig, and maybe Bob Stoops really wanted him to have it. Number two, and I think this is probably more of an under-the-radar one, but it also allows him to make sure that the class of 2017 is on campus. And OU is really excited about the recruiting class they're bringing in, and those guys showed up on campus last weekend. So they are all here, and they're all ready to go, so there's no recruits you would think that at this point are going to try to get out of their LOI after they're already on campus and gone through workouts. So I think those are the two biggest reasons. Other than that, guys, really from what Stoops has said and from what people that know the story have reported, it sounds to me like he's kind of thought about this every offseason for about the last 4 or 5 years, and that this offseason just kind of things really started to roll that direction. You know, he's got twin sons that are both seniors in high school and playing at Norman North High School, and both are going to be recruited to play collegiately, and he'll have a chance to watch them. You know, he just purchased a vacation home in Chicago, a $2.25 million vacation home. So I think he's just wanting to turn the page. And I do think one thing that was brought up today that was really interesting from someone I talked to is that with the new recruiting rules, more so than ever, college football is becoming a 24/7, 365, with now guys can come in after their junior season and visit in the summer. And perhaps maybe he just thought, you know, once that passed, which was I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe he just thought, I can't do this anymore. You know, I have no downtime if this new rule passes. Right now I have very little. So I don't know the answer to that, and perhaps we'll never know the answer to it. It was odd timing, and that's part of the reason why it took everybody by surprise yesterday.
Again, talking with Todd Lisenby, Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter. Is the expectation that he's going to stay retired forever?
I think that's the expectation. You know, something else that plays into this, guys, is, and I don't know if you guys have talked about this or even know this story, but, you know, his dad was a great high school coach in Ohio, and his dad actually died of a heart attack in his early 60s coaching a high school game. He was up in the press box, I believe, and had a heart attack at halftime and died. And Bob Stoops has always said, I don't want to coach into my 60s. And I think that's played a big part of that decision because of what happened to his dad. So, you know, yesterday it wasn't Bob Stoops resigning. It was Bob Stoops retiring. And, you know, he's already talked this morning in interviews about he's ready to work on his golf game. He wants to go watch his kids play. So I could see him maybe taking kind of an advisory role with OU and staying in Norman in the big mansion of a house he just built. But I don't see him getting back to being a head coach.
Todd, what do you think the on-field impact will be for this year's team for Oklahoma, if any, with Lincoln Riley?
Well, one of the interesting things that was brought up at the press conference yesterday is that Riley is going to call his own plays next year. So with it being so late in the game, I don't think that Lincoln Riley is going to hire an offensive coordinator, to be honest with you. In fact, he kind of hem-hawed around that question. He said, we'll get our staff in place and fill that spot. He didn't say we'll hire an offensive coordinator. So I think this year he's going to be head coach / offensive coordinator. And we've seen, you know, here in Oklahoma, Mike Gundy tried that and really struggled with it at times, you know, and the defense kind of lacked because he wasn't there to be that game manager. So we'll see how that works out for him. I would imagine that he'll only do that this year, and that this following offseason he will find an offensive coordinator that fits his system. But I would say that would probably be the thing to watch the most, is to see how he handles being the game manager and head coach and also the offensive coordinator. Because as you guys know, you know, when you're the offensive coordinator, the offense comes off the field. You go over and you turn your back to the field and you meet with them and talk about things, and he doesn't have that luxury anymore.
Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter Todd Lisenby talking Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley with us here. I'll ask you just about the credentials of Lincoln Riley. I mean, I know some about him, and I know that he was an up-and-coming guy, but handing the keys to him at 33 when 3 years ago he was still just the offensive coordinator at East Carolina, what is it that has given the brass with Oklahoma so much confidence in him being the guy?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Joe Castiglione, the AD at OU, and for Bob Stoops, is that they both say that they see a lot of Bob Stoops in Lincoln Riley. A lot of what they saw in the young Bob Stoops in 1999 when he came to Oklahoma. He's a guy that, according to all reports, is very consistent. You know, he doesn't fly off the handle. He's also not super rah-rah. He's just a very kind of consistent coach. He asks for, you know, the best out of his players, and he's very good at motivating them to get that. I think also that he has a very good way of relating with these kids right now, and that's probably the biggest factor, the biggest thing they like about him. You know, today I talked to Jordan Evans, who played last year for Oklahoma, linebacker now with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I said to him, I said, Jordan, you probably didn't talk to Coach Riley much, and he goes, oh, yeah, I talked to Coach Riley all the time. He would call me aside, and we talked about not just X's and O's. You know, he would talk to me about how to be a better leader, about how to relate to my teammates better. So I think it's those kind of intangibles that really sold not just Bob Stoops, but Joe Castiglione and the University of Oklahoma on Lincoln Riley. And to be honest with you, Joe C. has such a good record at hiring coaches. You know, the fans are going to get behind this because he hasn't – I mean, we were trying to think today of failed coaching hires he's had, and the only one you could maybe throw in is Jeff Capel at basketball. You know, and when you call him a failed hire, he got Blake Griffin to OU. So it's you know, Joe Castiglione, he can say, I'm gonna put myself on the line for this young guy, and I think fans believe it because he has such a good track record.
Yeah, makes sense. Hey, really appreciate the insight, as always, Todd. Thanks for joining us here today. I hope sometime soon you can get back to those afternoon naps in the wake of all this
news.
No problem.
I'll give you guys a great stat before I go that I heard today. You'll love this. Lincoln Riley, 33. Tom Herman, 42. You add the ages up, the coaches at OU in Texas, it equals Bill Snyder.
Yeah, there you go. It's just nuts. It's nuts, man. It is nuts how all the young coaches in the Big 12 right now. Todd, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
There's Todd Lisenby, our Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter, offering some great insight into the coaching move there at Oklahoma. We will talk much more about Bill Snyder and Bob Stoops at 5:10. Bob Stoops really represents a part of one of the biggest accomplishments, I think, in Bill Snyder's coaching career. But to end the hour, we've got a very special happy birthday to get to here on the game.